right, let's get going. Hour number two on this Monday, December 1st. Mitchell Henderson is back tonight. Mitch, the idea of Trump invading Venezuela on the ground, in the air, in any way, is so insane, it doesn't really compute. Where's the logic? Now, we don't know with any particularity which weapons are there, but we know that Russia has shipped a lot of anti-air and anti-ship missiles to Venezuela. At least that's the idea. There is one general there with hundreds of Russian troops, probably operators of these systems. And it's clear to me, and I'm sure to you, more so to you, that we're going to lose a lot of men and women and a lot of equipment if we do this. And then again, look at the size of the country. This is 10 times worse than trying to subdue Vietnam. South Vietnam was, look at the difference in size. Anyhow, it's crazy. There'll be an endless guerrilla war financed by all of our enemies around the world, and it's only going to get worse. So, yeah, we might be able to hold on to the oil facilities in and around Maracaibo. We might be able to hold Caracas, but it's all going to hell. It's not going to work. It's crazy. That's my view. How are you? And welcome back, and happy December.
Good to be here. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. So, listen, it's not just, we're not talking about guerrilla war and trouble with insurrections and stuff just in Venezuela. If we make a land attack on Venezuela and we occupy territory, we're going to probably see an uptick of insurrectionists and guerrilla movements, terrorist movements all over Latin America. Okay, it'll be the 80s all over again. Okay, so I've seen this show before. Okay, so here's the thing, though. I can kind of divine what Trump is doing. The first thing is he's doing is threatening, and he's telling Maduro just leave and nothing will happen. So you know from that what he's likely to do is escalations. So typically the first, if the United States is going to attack another country, the first thing that we usually do is cruise missiles. Okay. Now, I'm not alone in this judgment. I can tell by the equipment that Russia, Iran, and China sent to Venezuela that that's what they think also. Because most of these systems are most useful against cruise missiles. Cruise missiles and guided bombs, okay? So like standoff bombs and stuff. So a lot of them are point defense. What that means is like for example, Russia, when you start lobbing missiles over there, they have area defense. They have air defense to shoot down anything that enters Russian airspace. And then they have point defense, and those are for areas that will come under attack, like Moscow, St. Petersburg. They have their own air defense, and those air defenses to take down bomber aircraft, cruise missiles, standoff missiles, stuff like this. Okay, so that's the equipment they sent to Venezuela. So that is what I think they expect to happen first. Okay. Well, it's not a crazy expectation, because any time that you're going to attack, the first thing, you follow the same formula every time. First, you gain command of the air. Okay, so you take them out of the air first, and you gain control of your space so that you can send bombers and fighters and missiles and stuff in to attack them. Okay, that's the first thing that you do in any invasion. So they would expect that to happen no matter what. Even if we're going to immediately land troops, we're going to do preparatory fires of sending lots of missiles in before we land troops anyway. Okay, so it's just what you always do. It's not you don't have to guess on that. The main thing that I've been See, what I've been trying to figure out is what information does Venezuelan intelligence want to know? And at this point, the most important thing they want to know is when we're going to attack. Okay. So so I tried to look at things that they would be looking at. And one of the things I was looking at was we know Admiral Halsey doesn't want to have anything to do with this. He's a DEI, a sissy commander, okay? He's a weak man, a weak-minded man, a Democrat, a Marxist even, okay? He's woke. He's not a good soldier, okay? So, on one hand, you would think, well, you know, they wouldn't want him to be in charge when this happened because then he would get the glory for it, and he doesn't deserve the glory for it. Okay, so this is one track of thinking. But then, you know, I realized I have, I'm a retired Army officer, so I have opportunities to talk to active duty officers all the time. And since they know I'm a retired officer myself, they generally speak very frankly to me, you know. I mean, they know they're not talking to the newspaper. They're talking to another officer. So today I was talking to this Air Force major, and I asked him what he thought, and he brought up a very interesting point, which is exactly the opposite of what I was thinking, because he said, well, you know, they're jumping on these admirals and generals for war crimes right now. So actually, he'd probably want to kick off this invasion while Admiral Halsey is still in charge, because he is a woke Democrat type guy, and he would be getting all the blame. Only the Democrats are not going to want to go too hard on him. Uh-huh. Okay, so instead of waiting to December 11th, there's another option too, that Trump just fire him in the hours before the invasion and place somebody else in charge, which he's free to do. Hegseth can do that too. But this major was saying, well, maybe it's a better idea if they just leave him in charge. And even if this is successful, even give him like a Distinguished Service Medal for pulling this off. And then, but he's the lightning rod that all the criticism would go to. So maybe it's better to have one of theirs in charge when the invasion actually kicks off. So that boils down to any time. Now, so this usually happens at a point in time, and if you've been in the military, you know that we do this all the time. We like to attack at what they call BMNT. That's beginning morning nautical twilight, and that's about 6 o'clock in the morning in the tropics where Venezuela is. And what that is it's a transition. It's a few minutes of transition between nighttime vision and daytime vision. So it's almost like it's a time where you're naturally blinded, okay? So you don't have good vision for those few minutes at BMNT, okay? So that's when they like to launch attacks. 28 years in the Army, we always launched attacks at BMNT. So this is the most likely time, and that'd be approximately 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific time that they would be kicking off this attack. Okay. So we could just wake up one morning and bam, it's happened. Okay. So, but I'm thinking that he's probably going to escalate, like throw missiles out there first. Then he can see what the battle damage assessment and they can refine that would be
common sense military strategy. Yeah. You'd probe and see what Venezuela has to throw at you. You'd try and trick him into it at least. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So this is probably what it is, and his goal really is just regime change. That's it. If he can get Maduro to go, that'll be good for him, because it won't rile the feathers of the other Latin American countries so much if he would go without violence. If he has to do violence, he's going to get some backlash from the other Latin American countries and Caribbean countries. The Dominican Republic and Trinidad and Tobago are assisting us with this invasion. So.
Got it. Well, we have a new radar facility on Trinidad Tobago, which can look and see most everything. It's a new, I forget the name of it, but it combines five of the frontline radar technologies mm-hmm. we have into one. So nothing will move that we won't be able to see, apparently. But right. What good's it going to do? I just don't, this whole thing is so frivolous and stupid. It doesn't make any sense. None.
But listen, if you just look at Trump, does he do anything that really...
Well, no, this is all being orchestrated from the Ashkenazi state of Israel, in my view.
Have you seen, who was it? Somebody was, I think it was Lindsey Graham, was already up there screaming that Venezuela is an ally of Hezbollah, and Hezbollah's
a dire threat
to America. Let me tell you, people, Hezbollah is not a threat to America or Americans. They don't attack us intentionally. They don't attack us. They don't want to give us a reason to be on. We already attack them anyway, but they just don't want to. They want to keep their focus pure and purely set on Israel. Sort of like Hamas. Hamas really doesn't attack Americans. You don't see Hamas terrorist attacks against Americans anywhere in the world.
Well, they're fighting for their survival is what they're doing. They got more fish to fry.
Even before this war, if you as an American went to Gaza, Hamas isn't going to capture you and take you prisoner, you know, while you're vacationing on the beaches of Gaza or whatever you might be doing there. They don't have a reputation for kidnapping Americans and harming them or taking us hostage and stuff. Now they did take Americans hostage on October 7th, but those are Israelis. Those aren't really Americans. Okay, I don't buy into the, you know, our Constitution does not provide for dual citizenship. You either have to be devoted to America or not. So if you have any allegiance to Israel, you are not an American as far as I'm concerned. Okay? You have allegiance to another land.
Dual citizens should be allowed in any governmental position here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yep. So we can see this. So I see this coming in the office. This is for Israel in another way, and that is if Trump can have like a war win, that builds some popularity. If he can be right about something and he can accomplish the invasion of another country, okay, it gives him, we do this, historically people do this to win votes and support and stuff, okay? So that's what I think he has in mind. I think he's gonna press ahead with the Russia thing. Europe really doesn't want peace with Russia. They're doing everything
they want suicide, too. They're crazy.
Yeah, they
want crazy.
Suicide. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, these people are dumb as rocks, man.
I've never seen anything worse. And they keep, the number one political party in Germany is the AfD. You won't hear that. You won't read it so stated.
Nope,
but that's the truth. They're still mm-hmm. trying to outlaw the party. These are Germans for Germany. They're people.
Yeah.
They love their culture, their country's history, et cetera, et cetera. They don't want anything to do with the communists running it.
That's unacceptable.
That's right.
But there's things. Listen, you always have to remember, go back to who runs the world and what is their goal. They still want the Great Reset. They still want to kill 7.5 billion of us.
Oh, yeah.
They're not shy about it. They're very open about this because they have to save the Earth from humans. Okay, that is, they say this out in the open. There's not any doubt about it. Okay, so another thing that they've gone by. I mean, I've watched this develop into a fever pitch. Right now in the United States, it is the Democrats are just Marxists. Okay, I don't care if they don't want to claim to be a Marxist. doesn't matter what you think you are.
Doesn't matter.
If you're a Marxist, you're a Marxist, and they are Marxists. And they are just like any other Marxist. Marxism is like a religious cult. You have ideological purity and stuff is very important within Marxism. And so they hate anybody who is not like them. One of the things that Americans need to open their eyes to, and Republicans are terrible about this. Republicans think, oh, we can be decent for people, and we can share power with people, and we have to listen to them, and we have to give them some wins on some things. We have to compromise with them. Democrats do not think that way. If you look at what the Democrats are attacking the current administration on, they're attacking it on everything. On every single point, right?
Absolutely.
Hello? Yeah. So they're attacking on every single point. Like who likes illegal immigrants? Well, they're out there. They're ready to overthrow the country and stuff for the sake of illegal immigrants. To go to war
That's
with
right.
Venezuela.
That's right.
They're attacking him on that. Instead of getting together, getting behind the president, they're getting better. We have these six senators and Congress people like Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is a Navy captain. Okay, this idiot gets out and basically does what's tantamount to hate speech. And so you know, it's there is a connection between what they said and the murder of Sarah Beckstrom in Washington, D.C., the National Guard lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is directly, that is directly because of the situation, that the climate that Mark Kelly and these people are creating. They are doing nothing but creating hate, dissension, and stuff. So listen, this is a simple fact. Okay, they keep saying that Trump's going to have a dictatorship. But let me tell you, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy because, you know, the normal people in America need to wake up and realize that if the Democrats ever get power again, they are going to exterminate everybody who does not think like they do.
Mitch, let me jump in here.
Go ahead.
I really want to underscore what Mitchell just said. He's not kidding, and he's not wrong. The Democrats in this country, the majority of young people who are going to vote, 30 and under, are going to vote Democrat, Socialist, Marxist, Communist in 2028. They don't give a damn who's up. They hate the establishment. They think it's all evil. It is all evil, a lot of it. But they want to vote something different, just like young people always do. The appeal of socialism is like a narcotic. They just can't overcome it with reality.
Listen, what illustrates this the best, Jeff, is hot girls for Sharia law in New York City and gays for Palestine. Okay, Sharia law will throw acid in the face of hot girls.
And
do female circumcision. That's their idea of how to treat hot girls, okay? And their idea of treating gays is to throw them off buildings and stuff, okay? Yet there's this logical disconnect, okay?
Right.
I mean, the girls in New York City were partying, hey, hot girls for Sharia law, you know? I mean, like, how deluded can you possibly be? But the thing is they are going to they will confiscate property. They will take your children away from you. These people will execute your children. Okay, now you may think this is a stretch. No, listen. Did you see during the Texas flooding that little camp full of girls got washed away?
Oh, it's horrible.
And the Democrats are saying, good, those little white girls needed to die. This is how they feel about you.
You're totally correct, and it's horrible to think about it, but you're right.
Yeah. So, you know, and Democrats think, as far as the Epstein files, they think, Oh, well, you know, if you're 15, you're not a little girl. I'm sorry, but you know what? The law is if you're under 18, you're a little girl. If you're under 18, it's pedophilia. Period. Punto. No ands, buts, or ifs. It's just how it is, right? So, but they're in their mind, it's okay, but because, see, they don't believe in pedophilia. They believe in minor attracted people, that this is just a preference and a choice that should be acceptable with everybody. Okay, they're okay if the school takes your kids down to have a sex change or whatnot. Now, not a tattoo. You got to be 18 for a tattoo, but for sex change, that's perfectly okay. They're insane. It's demonic. It's satanic. What they think. They are evil and they mean you harm. Okay, this is a source of a civil war, the civil war that's going to come. This civil war is inevitable. It is inevitable. They are banging on it every day. I mean, every single day. I mean, listen, you know, you can see it's national because for the Republicans, for the Democrats, for example, they will never give them gun control. They will torment them over that forever. And for the Republicans, they will never allow abortion to be made illegal because these are hot-button issues that stress people out and cause them anger and anxiety and cause them to hate each other. So this is intentional. It has to be. It's not organic. The hatred that you see building in American society is an organic, is not an organic hatred. It is a planned and pushed, executed hatred. Okay, they want us to hate each other. The only problem is the only advantage that the right that the left has over the right is the left traditionally does a much better job of hating and murdering. Okay, so because Stalin killed like 60 million people, Mao killed 138 million people, even Pol Pot killed half of the people in his country in Cambodia because they weren't thinking the right way. Okay, so you know, this is what it is if you think, oh, I'm against Trump, so I'll be okay in this battle. No, you're missing the whole point. Just follow what they say. Follow what they say. It doesn't matter. You can hate Trump's guts, but if you don't think like they do, you're still a problem and they still hate you. It's not just about Trump. It's about anybody who does not think the way that they do. Okay? And it is all Marxism. Feminism is Marxism. I mean, to get people to sort of blithely accept
it. It isn't. Yeah, you're right.
They get you to just accept this, like, oh, yeah, it's a reasonable choice. No. This is straight out of Friedrich Engels, okay? This is straight out of Marxism, okay? Gay rights, everything, okay? Basically, it's the process of supporting everything that's against your opposition, okay? So, I saw this during the revolution and the Sandinista revolution in Nicaragua. They form a broad coalition of everybody who just hates the people in power. And it doesn't matter if you're Marxist or not a Marxist, okay, because they get everybody to join together. Vietnam did this, too. The VNTQD, the anti-South Vietnamese government guerrillas were not just Marxists, it was just all people against them. But then when they come to power, the first people that they will kill is the fellow travelers that was with them. For example, if you look at Cuba, the Cuban Revolution, one of their best fighters, one of their best organizers and leaders was Camilo Sinfuegos, and he was very popular. People loved him. And they executed him as soon as they took power, okay, because he was not a Marxist, so he had to go. The Sandinistas, as soon as they got power, they had this guy called Comandante Zero, who kidnapped the Congress of Nicaragua to trade for prisoners, and he did this successfully. It's one of the most successful terrorist kidnappings of a government thing that ever happened. But the problem was, is Aidan Pastora, although he was against the government, he was not a Marxist, and then there was a split, and so he opened up the southern front of the Contras against the Sandinistas, the ARDE, okay? So, you know, this is the same old story. Yeah. So if you think, oh, I hate Trump, so I'm going to pitch in and help out the Democrats, well, when they come to power, you're not going to get a thank you from them. You're going to get a bullet from them. Okay. They do not respect you because you don't think exactly like they do. So.
Right.
This is what.
All right. So let's call it here. What do we think?
Yeah.
Can Trump, if, well, I shouldn't say this in the way I was going to say it. Let me rephrase it. Is there any logical, pragmatic way that Trump can gracefully back out of his asinine military projection in the Caribbean and his treatment of Venezuela? He can't. I think he's in too deep.
No way out.
Has to do something, right? He has to, though he knows what's down there. Our intel knows what kind of weapon systems are down there that were flown in by the Russians. We're going to lose B-52s. We're going to lose ships. That's what's on the table here. Now,
I think they would be insane to send B-52s over Venezuela, because Venezuela does have missiles that can shoot them down.
That's
an S-300 can shoot down a B-52. So they do have stuff to shoot them down. Yeah, S-300s. They have those. And those can shoot down B-52s.
They might have sent
B-52s.
400s over, too. Whatever.
So, but the B-2 bombers can still get in down there and stuff. So, with S-300s.
How many B-2s did Trump order up after the Iran attack? He claims to have ordered a bunch more.
I'm not sure. It takes time to build them, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah, so they can order stuff. A lot of times those things don't come online completely for at least 10 years. Because you have to order them up. You've got to train people to maintain and fly them, blah, blah, blah.
Put the tools and dies and all the construction apparatus together and all that. They're going to ramp it up. It's going to take a long time.
Yeah, we really needed China to build that stuff for us, because that's what we did. We shipped our manufacturing base off to the other side of the world. So
that's funny.
You know, I mean, we really thinking ahead there, you know. So the people that run our country have zero interest in the welfare and well-being of the American people. They have zero interest in that. They're not doing anything for us. They're doing what they can do for their power and their power-based friends, okay? In other words, we don't put them in power. Rich people put them in power. And those people, the government does everything for them, not for us, okay? So, you know. I mean, listen, it's all win-win. Bad things is all win-win for them. It's even if there's plagues and pestilence and stuff, well, that's good for the medical industry, you know? There's a bright side to every evil thing.
Well, all right. So any moment, right? Any day? I mean, Maduro said he's not leaving for a year and a half unless he's going to crack and leave. I don't know.
Well, I think what he'll try to do is he'll try to lob missiles there. But keep in mind what I said before, that this invasion of Venezuela gives Israel a pretext for a false flag that blames Iran. For Israel, that's the icing on the cake. It involves Iran, ultimately. Because their dream is to involve the United States fully into a war to destroy Iran. That is what it is. And Israel is going to make us feel pain. Israel is going to kill millions of Americans in order to get what they want. Okay?
One way
or the other.
I agree.
They're going to do it. They are, just think, this is so evil who would do something so completely evil? Well, just think about Israel. They stood down all the soldiers on the border. They disarmed the population along the Gaza border in September to prepare it for the October attack. They knew exactly what the attack was going to be and when it was going to happen and everything. They let this happen. And as time goes by, you can see more and more reports that most of the people killed were not killed by Hamas, but by Israeli forces.
That's 100% correct and true.
So they are so evil that they would do that. They are so evil, Jeff, that there is no evil thing that they would not do. The ends justify the means. Okay? So I think we're looking at trouble, you know. And I just want to emphasize to everybody, too, that your preparation for this, you really need to prepare for a long time. This is not something that will be over in a few months. This is civilization ending, not humanity ending, but civilization ending. This will end human civilization. Okay, so there's not going to be a civilization. That's why I say get spices, because there'll be no more spices. Okay, get matches, because there'll be nobody making matches anymore. You can pay $200 for one of these freeze-dried food buckets that feeds you for 30 days. But, you know, if you just think about it, if you have two people and you have five buckets, like a bucket of rice, a bucket of beans, a bucket of flour, blah, 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 like that. If you have five buckets with staple foods like that for two people, that's like a year. So 25 buckets for 5 years. And now this is not to feed you for the rest of your life, because the idea is this is backup food until you can transition to living off the land, okay? Knowing how to go out there and forage and hunt for your food and stuff like that. Okay, one of the merciful things is that 90% of the population will die off in the first year. And what I mean by that being merciful is that for the 10% that remain, that means that there will be resources left over. Okay. For when all those people pass and stuff.
All right.
But you got to get prepared. You got to think ahead. I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to cook on propane your whole life. You're going to be cooking on campfires. So how do you cook on campfires? Well, a good investment is to get a Dutch oven that you can put in the coals. You can bake in a Dutch oven. It just looks like a big pot. But it's an oven, you know. You put it on the coals and then put coals on top of it, and you can bake in it. You can bake bread in it, blah, 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 blah. And go online and look at videos how to prepare food, okay? Because, it's a good idea to kind of know how you're going to be able to prepare food and stuff. Because your main focus is going to be eating. Okay.
Somebody today warned all Americans to get guns and learn how to use them. I forget what the source was, but it's good advice. We're headed toward that eventuality.
Oh yeah, we are.
You're not going to win unless you have a gun in a confrontation.
That's right.
at your home.
Yeah.
Forget it, and you better have exterior.
Right.
Monitoring video camera capability, that's a must. All four corners of your house, you must know what's coming at you, at least. And if you can somehow work up a safe room in the house, that'd be good too. Anyway.
Yeah, and just, actually the further you can get away with people, away from people, better. Actually, if you draw a line halfway through the United States, east-west,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the people out the west, in the west, is only 27% of the population. Okay, and even that.
Where's the line drawn? Where's the line drawn?
Just draw
in the middle?
Like midway through the United States. So if you
in
go
the, right
if
down
you
the middle,
draw a line,
27% on the left of it. All right.
Yeah. Wow. So in other words, to the right of this line, 75%. There'll be eastern.
Got it.
Right, there'll be eastern Dakotas, eastern Nebraska, eastern Kansas, eastern Oklahoma, because that's also the vegetation line. Okay, when you get west of that line, there's less vegetation, there's less food resources, so the population gets very sparse west of that line. So there's more population where there's more green and more water. But it's other people that are the biggest risk to you. It's other people who are going to kill you, take your shit, other people are going to kill you, and at some point probably eat you, okay? So there will be cannibalism. This will be. I mean, there's no way around it. It's going to happen. Okay, people will be hunting for
it's
you.
It's already widely done in Africa. Cannibalism is,
sure.
is kind of hushed up, but it's being done.
Yeah.
Even South Africa has a so-called former first world country. Yeah, you can buy black meat on the market for one-tenth the cost of buying white flesh on the market. That's the truth. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So the thing is they're going to be now the west of that line. Okay, that's 27% of the population lives west of that line. So 72%,
whatever.
72% lives east of that line. But now let me further embellish this a little bit. So west of that line, okay, actually, if you take out Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Las Vegas, you get down to outside of those big cities, you're down to 14% of the population with over half of the territory, the land area of the United States, with only 14% of the population. So if you're out west, you're going to have better luck getting away from people. Okay. So, you definitely want to do that. You know.
I agree. I totally agree. I don't know what's going to happen or when. All I know is that there'll be no recovery from this collapse, which is being thoroughly engineered. It's going to be a replacement, and what they're going to replace it with is not something that fits with the U.S. Constitution, our way of life, or our ethics, such as they are. It doesn't. It's all about surveillance, about subjugation, about domination. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to point out another thing, too. So what we have in the West is a kakistocracy. Okay, this is we're being ruled by mediocre, stupid people.
That's
okay?
True.
That are not ruling in the interest of their nation or their people. Now, I want to point out some strengths of our so-called enemies. China does rule in the interest of its people and the interest of its country. It is not interested in ruling over other peoples and other lands. It's not interested in that, okay? Russia is concerned with Russia. Russia, you know, just stop and think. If people would just be realistic, okay? Russia still has frontier. They have boundless resources. They have resources they haven't even tapped into. Russia doesn't have to go take over another country to get wealth. They have it all. They just need to develop their own country, and that's what they want to do. They're concerned with the Russian people and the Russian land, okay? Even Iran is not interested in conquering the world. They just want to have Persian culture and their Persian land with their Persian ways, and they want to take care of their people and take care of, you know, their country. That's all they want. It's America that wants to conquer the world. We have this global homo imperialism where we want to conquer the world to make them gay like we are, okay? It's insane. It's stupid, okay? We think that the hubris, the arrogance that we have that we think that everybody wants to be a woke, that that is the epitome of life. These people are sad, ignorant, confused people with crappy lives. That's what they are. Face it. That is what they are. They're sad people with crappy lives. They're miserable, okay? And they want to export that misery to the entire world, okay? It's they just have to. The United States is the homeowner association Karen of the world, okay? And, you know, it's just how it is, people. We're the only country that wants to go to other lands and make them think and live like we do. So in a way, the United States, even with Trump in charge, is a woke Democrat that wants to go spread this atheistic, godless Marxism, Democrat progressivism to the face of the earth, because this is where people are the most highly developed, where they can go shopping in their health food stores while they live their empty lives in silent depression and anxiety. Okay, what they want for everybody is the same misery that they have. Okay, and even in this country, we have many people who do not want to live that life. You know,
absolutely. I agree.
There's many people who would like to just, there's a lot of Americans that they would like to, they would like to just go work their jobs, have their home life, their family life, raise their kids and stuff. I mean, there's many, many problems with that model, but there's a lot of people that actually put in a lot of effort and work very hard to do that. Okay, so... Why are we kicking them in the teeth? Why do we make fun of them? Why do Democrats put them down? It's like the difference between them is a Republican does not want their child to go have sex change surgeries, okay, and a Democrat almost insists upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're sick in the mind. They are even like sexually perverted to the max. Okay, they don't have any. It's like they have no self-esteem. Like anything goes. Oh, I can just do whatever I want to do, even if it's stupid and even if it's harmful to me. I still want to do it. It's like high school. Like they're the cool kids, and they insist everybody else do what the cool kids want to do. But they're not cool at all. And when I went to high school, I didn't think the cool kids were cool kids. I thought they were chumps. Okay, but that's me. Okay, I thought they were Uber followers, and their job was to get other people to follow them.
I got you.
I just wasn't into that. The thing is that every minute before, we got to face other things too, financial collapse and stuff. I mean, it's got to happen. It has to happen. So, you need to take advantage of these plush times to load up on what you're going to need. Everything that you buy today, okay, that is going to help you in the future, is something that is going to contribute to your ultimate survival. It's what was the old story, the grasshopper and the ant or something, ant saves up stuff and stores things, and the other one doesn't. Winter comes and one is suffering and the other is not. So this is fundamental, So my book, The Final Wars, How to Survive the Coming Civil War, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization, it's available at Amazon. It's not just in the detail of what I tell you that you should put in, like, your personal go bag, your vehicle go bag, your stash or whatever, the weapons and tools that you need. I also try to do it in such a way that it gets you thinking, like, what do you need to do so that you think correctly about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And try to try to give you a little bit of information about intelligence, because intelligence is a survival multiplier. The more you know, the better off you're going to be, okay? So knowing about who won the World Series or the NFL games and stuff is going to be of no assistance to you whatsoever, you know? And listen, I had this problem when I was younger, too, because when I was a derby, you know, they always want to use sports questions for challenges to the guards when you're trying to come in. And, well, I didn't know anything about these games. My father didn't follow sports, so I never watched sports when I was a kid, so I didn't know nothing about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that would be the only time it would be a survival issue. Like, who won the 56 World Series? Well, I have no earthly idea, and I don't care to know. But usually the attitude I gave them assured them that I was an American, you know. So, this is information that is not helpful to you, you know.
All right, we got just a couple minutes left. So, again, I'm trying to figure, the only way I can potentially see this de-escalating is if Maduro leaves with his entire family and other chosen support people, and Trump can claim victory. It'll be another outrage. It's disgusting. It's not what this country was built upon, stands for, or anything. But that's the only way out I can see. And I don't think I don't know. What's he going to give Maduro? $100 million? His own island?
No, listen. It is a carrot and a stick. He's got drug indictments against him. Those indictments are good anywhere in the world. We can go get them anywhere in the world. So the carrot is, look, step down, leave the country. We will drop the indictments against you. We won't come after you. You can keep your money. You can go where you want. We're not going to bother you. He'll probably go get a nice mansion in Cuba, you know, on the beach somewhere or something.
Or buy one in Miami next door to Zelensky, who is a billionaire probably two or three times over.
Yes,
you think about it.
Yes.
We have officially sent to Ukraine almost $400 billion in cash and equipment. And you think Zelensky hasn't stolen at least a couple of billion? You're nuts if you do.
I think as soon as the war broke out, within months, we were discussing that about all the corruption and how those weapons were being sold on the black market. We were on top of this from the beginning about this.
Some of those weapons might even be in Venezuela.
Like, we just now figured it out. Oh, yeah, many of them are. We talked about the Mexican cartels buying the our anti-tank missiles and stuff, you know.
Yep.
I mean, and the low price they pay for them. We pay good money for them, but the cartels don't. They pay like one-third the price.
It's true.
So,
all true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how Trump's going to get out of this. If he invades, I don't know. Let's put it this way. What is Putin offering Maduro to stay and provoke a U.S. attack, knowing it's going to embarrass the hell out of Trump and cost us a lot of people and a lot of equipment? Would Putin want that?
Yes, sir.
I try and think about that.
Yes,
I think he would.
At this point, yes, because that puts pressure on the United States and distracts us. Okay, if we made a peace deal for him, and I think this is one of the prime motivators for the peace deal, if we actually made a peace deal that was a peace deal, the Europeans are not offering a peace deal, neither are the Ukrainians. But the U.S. initial 28-point plan was a peace deal. So if they actually get a peace deal done, then Putin's not going to settle for anything less. So this puts pressure on Trump for Maduro to stay in power. So I'm sure, you know, Maduro could have a nice mansion in Sochi also, you know.
Absolutely. You
bet. Black Sea, so there's that option also, you know.
This could go several ways, but basically,
yes,
I see this as a chance for Putin's revenge over what we've done in Ukraine. We overthrew the government in that country. We caused every bit of it, all of it.
Well, one more thing before we go. Remember in 1982, one Exocet missile fired at the
British
HMS
ship.
Sheffield, sunk
yeah.
it. And that's the wild part. See, it doesn't matter how good or bad their equipment is. If they get one through, it'll be devastating. Okay, so.
Oh, the Ford could go down. It could take the Ford down. I'm telling you, I know they have
the missiles to do it. And listen, this Exocet that attacked the Sheffield, it was one. It was not a barrage.
No, it was just a
little super Etenard
missile
jet.
Yeah,
put it down. One missile took it down. So it can happen. Okay, it is possible.
Yeah, we could lose the Ford. We could lose any number of ships.
Yep.
And Putin would say, Venezuelans protecting themselves. And people would agree with him.
People
don't like the bully politics of this president or this country. It's been going on way too long. And we're supporting the genocide. We're paying for the genocide in Gaza. Think about that. And the West Bank now. Yeah. And fighting in Lebanon. Fighting in Syria. We're paying for all of Greater Israel and all of the insanity that those lunatics are perpetrating on the planet. All right. Thank you, Mitch. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Talk to you next time.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. We will be back with more and David Icke in just a few minutes.